Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is April 21st, 2024. We are currently in the month of unbiased thought, which falls under the discipline of perception. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Our episode for today is 381, Impulse Control. Following is a quote that aligns with this idea. Epictetus says we must discover the missing art of ascent and pay special attention to the sphere of our impulses, that they are subject to reservation, to the common good, and that they are in proportion to actual worth. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 11.37. In this passage, Marcus Aurelius is commenting on a lesson from Epictetus, who believed that a key of Stoic philosophy was the proper use of one's ascent, or the ability to make judgments and approve or disapprove of things. He emphasizes the need to exercise careful judgment and restraint in our responses to external stimuli, ensuring that our impulses are aligned with principles of reason and the common good. By practicing reservation and moderation, we can avoid being swayed by fleeting desires or emotions, and instead act in accordance with what is truly valuable and worthwhile. This highlights the Stoic idea of exercising control over our reactions and choices, ultimately leading to a more virtuous and harmonious life. So with that, I'd like to share some of my thoughts from this past week. My unwillingness to pay the taxes of life is likely hindering me. By that, I mean that everything has its cost. Every decision has a trade-off. And I try not to pay these taxes of living as much as possible. I try avoiding discomfort whenever I can. Paying closer attention to the outcomes and consequences of my thoughts and actions would likely be beneficial. Better yet, I should probably reflect on what is influencing my thoughts and decisions to make sure they are rational in nature. By being more mindful of the factors that shape my thinking, I can ensure that my choices are based on sound reasoning rather than impulsive emotions. By taking the time to analyze and understand the root causes of my thoughts and behaviors, it will ultimately lead to more thoughtful and intentional actions. In doing so, I can strive for greater self-awareness and make more informed decisions that align with my values and goals. I'm currently standing in my own way, allowing my impulsivity to control my actions and hinder my personal growth. I'm not confident in my ability or willingness to stop feeling hurt by every little thing that goes wrong. I find it difficult sometimes because what others may see as something small, I consider a hindrance that I can't seem to get over. I know most of the pain inflicted comes from my own thoughts and opinions on the matter. But again, I'm unwilling to do anything about it besides smoking as a way to escape myself and my surroundings. It's a vicious cycle that I can't seem to break. That being said, I don't think I'm trying very hard to get out of this funk, leaving me without room to complain. If my opinions are playing such a large role in my life, then I guess I don't need to have an opinion about every little thing. Epictetus suggests that the only things I should really have an opinion about ought to be what's within my control. According to him, If we focus on shifting our opinions only to what is within our control, we can achieve peace of mind, regardless of external events. Currently, I hold too tightly to opinions that have proven not to serve me, and I really need to figure out how to let go of the more damaging ones. My idea of preparing for the unexpected is to simply avoid or ignore it, which obviously doesn't work out, seeing as how these things are simply too far outside of my control. I'm not leaving room for what might happen, good or bad. Keeping such a closed mind is holding me back from experiencing the full breadth of life. The clearest example of this manifesting recently is that I have sworn off the idea of dating, even months after my relationship has ended. On one hand, I understand how this could be holding me back, and that I'm choosing to be unhappy. I, on the other hand, find myself too comfortable with this decision, as if I've accepted that for the remainder of my days, I won't be allowing someone else to get so close or getting my hopes up with some fantastical future life that is unlikely and unrealistic. I'm stubborn, and until I can convince myself that there is hope for happiness despite no longer having the happiness I once did, I think I'm stuck feeling as though I lost my treasure in this world. I now no longer have the confidence to build a fulfilling life because I already lost that feeling, drive, or capability. According to the Stoics, there are only a few true goods in this world: wisdom, self-control, justice, and courage. One would think, after spending over a year practicing and learning the principles of this philosophy, it would mean I follow and believe these ideals. Yet, I struggle consistently with all of them. I confuse knowledge with wisdom, am lacking self-control and courage, and from what I can tell, have a distorted view of what justice is. It's almost like I've been reciting and recounting the lessons without understanding how to implement them into my own life. I find myself constantly battling my impulses, reacting emotionally to situations instead of approaching them rationally and with logic. I often feel overwhelmed by fear and anxiety, and unable to find the courage to face my challenges head on. As for justice, I realize that my judgments are clouded by biases and prejudices, preventing me from truly seeing things from a fair and objective perspective. It's a humbling realization that despite my best efforts to live a virtuous life, I still have a long way to go in embodying the principles of Stoicism. There are times I can look back to where I impressed myself with how long I can go without letting my attention slip up, though I end up experiencing burnout and disbelief that my efforts are going to result in something positive because I become impatient. Several times now it's been brought up in therapy that I might have ADHD. If that's the case, no wonder I struggle with impulse control and keeping my attention on the present task. In fact, I know I am often the cause of a distraction from what's at hand. My mind wanders and I allow it, escaping reality as often as I can, using smoking as a supplemental assistant to shut up or shut out my thoughts, chasing each new shiny outlook, opinion, activity, or obsession that can take me away from the mess of a life that I've led myself to. It's exhausting, this constant battle with my own mind. It's like I'm always searching for something outside of myself to distract me from the chaos within. But deep down, I know that I can't keep running away from my problems. I eventually need to confront my issues head on and learn to manage my mental, physical, and emotional impulses. Maybe then I can finally find some peace and clarity in my life. So on that bittersweet note, I'm going to wrap things up for this episode so that I can attempt doing what's essential to me. I'm eager to learn more about myself as well as others while developing new or unused skills along the way. I hope that I get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love. Although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things in life take time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me to reflect daily, and I recommend that everyone try it for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it's difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.